This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
Dave DeForest reporting government forces failed to regain control of a Syrian prison. Nearly 800 detainees, mostly political prisoners, have been in revolt at the Hama Central Prison for nearly a week. Syrian opposition leaders warn of a possible massacre of detainees, calling on the international community to take action. Conditions at the prison are said to have deteriorated since government forces stormed the prison Friday night and seized its food supply. Militants affiliated with the Islamic State group have claimed responsibility for killing 8 plain-clothed Egyptian police officers outside Cairo. Egypt's state-run MENA news agency says gunmen in a small pickup truck pulled up to a van carrying the policemen got out and opened fire before fleeing the scene. President Kim Jong-un has told a ruling party Congress his country will not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is threatened by other nuclear powers. KCNA says Mr. Kim is also willing to normalize relations with nations that had been hostile toward the North, and says Mr. Kim called for more talks with South Korea to reduce distrust. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has called an early election for July 2nd. Mr. Turnbull hopes to win a second 3-year term for his Liberal National Coalition. He replaced Tony Abbott as leader of the Liberal Party last September, just 2 years after the coalition government came to power. Opinion polls indicate the election could be a close contest between the opposition Labor Party and the ruling coalition. This is VOA News. Donald Trump, the presumptive U.S. Republican presidential nominee, said Sunday he is not at all that worried that key party leaders say they won't support him in the national election.
I think it would be better if it were unified. I think it would be there would be something good about it, but I don't think it actually has to be unified in the traditional sense.
Trump spoke on ABC's This Week. The last two Republican presidents, George H.W. Bush and his son George W. Bush, and numerous other party officials, say they will not support Trump. Greek protesters Sunday hurled firebombs at police guarding the parliament building. Police responded with tear gas. The protest came ahead of a vote later in the day on pension and tax reforms, which was demanded by the country's European creditors. If approved, the measures will dramatically increase Social Security and pension contributions from workers. Authorities in Afghanistan hanged 6 men who had been convicted of crimes against civilians and public security. Taliban officials swiftly vowed to take what they called immediate bloody revenge. The executions of the terrorists took place in Kabul prison Sunday on the orders of President Ashraf Ghani. 2 buses have collided with a fuel tanker in Afghanistan, setting all 3 vehicles ablaze and killing at least 73 people. Authorities say dozens of other people were injured in the collision. Officials say the accident happened Sunday morning on the highway linking the capital Kabul to the southern city of Kandahar. A local traffic department official told the Associated Press the accident was caused by reckless driving. China's state media say 34 construction workers are missing after a huge landslide in China's southeastern Fujian province. Xinhua News Agency says about 100,000 cubic meters of mud and rocks slid into a hydroelectric power station site under construction. The landslide Sunday was triggered by heavy rain. Thousands of Lebanese voted in municipal elections in Beirut and the Bekaa Valley. Turnout was said to be low. Sunday's vote is the first since an 8-month trash crisis in Beirut sparked anti-government protests. Unidentified gunmen shot and killed a prominent Pakistani rights activist known for speaking out against the Taliban and radical Islamic groups. A local official says Kiran Zaki was killed in Karachi late Saturday in a drive-by shooting. Saudi Arabia says it will continue to maintain its role as the world's largest oil exporter. The Saudis say they will do that even as they try to develop other energy sources in the face of falling oil prices. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.